ya.
There you are. Roberta, where is Roberta? She's
I'm here. I'm dancing.
Are you? Are you dancing?
I am. I'm dancing. No, I'm dancing.
You're winning. You're drooling. Whatever it is that she's
drooling.
Doing. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are happy to have Nigel Lithgow here, who, if you don't know, is not a household name for you. A lot of people in the biz know he was the creator and executive producer and a regular judge for the show, so you think you can dance.
No, my wife watches a show religiously.
Richie, but Richie only watches it. He happens to be walking through.
It's
he's
one of those
researching.
Shows,
it's one of those shows where you walk through the room, and the wife has it on, of course.
Of course, right, exactly.
But, man, there's some hot girls. Right. You got to stop and watch for a minute.
All right, so, Nigel, how much of a problem are these hot girls for you?
Good day, ya.
Good day, ya.
Unfortunately, Doug, now at my age, they're not so much of a problem.
Oh, come on, Nigel. What does that mean, at your age? How the heck old are you?
I'm 62 now.
You don't look a day over 61,
chicken.
Nigel.
No, yeah, and you certainly aren't dead yet. Especially with, maybe you just have too much. You need to spread it around now. You just have too much of this stuff around you.
Well, as I'm newly divorced, my wife would probably agree with you.
All right, so this thing and all of these shows, the so-called reality television craze, captivating audiences is a tough thing to do. What's your background? I don't know as much about you as I would like to know in terms of what sort of goes on with you. What was the catalyst coagulating this?
I started dancing when I was 11 years of age in Liverpool, where I grew up in England.
Now, that's a workers. That's where the Beatles came from. It's a work
indeed, yeah.
City. So, what opportunities to dance were there in this city?
There were a lot of opportunities. It was a very sort of cultural city, although my father was a Liverpool docker. I mean, he was a stevedore, you know, on the hook and hauling cargo off boats. So very strange that a docker's son wanted to go to dancing, and this is some 40 years before Billy Elliot.
Did he discourage you or encourage you?
No. He suggested I go to boxing, very similar to Billy Elliot in that sense, and just for the fact in case anybody started taking the mickey out of me or wanted to push me around. Mm-hmm. But it's just so happened that all my friends joined the same dancing school as me because that's where all the best-looking girls were. and one of those friends, Ken Warwick, who we were at school together from like 11 years of age, is now also the other executive producer on American Idol.
Really?
We've been together as mates now for our entire lives, we were
talking about this earlier today. There seems to be even more so this year with Simon's new show, another British, now there are two British judges. All of these shows have to have a British judge. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that was Simon Cowell when we came over 10 years ago with American Idol. It's a lot easier to accept rudeness and bluntness from a foreigner than it is from your own countrymen.
But well, that's always said.
This morning when we were listening to the cuts from the X Factor, I said, let's get Simon. We want to wait. And it took a couple of cuts before we found him back to being what we expect from him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But Doug, here's the thing. Yes. Nigel's a nice guy. Sorry if I'll say it like this, Nigel. Your
sweet.
Typical, classy, very pleasant British person.
With a touch of honesty.
With a touch of honesty, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, you're very honest. You tell people when they didn't perform properly or when they didn't perform up to their standards or expectations.
Well, dancing is a really tough life, and a lot of these kids don't realize that. That, they just think, I can dance, I'm going to take a job as a professional. You've got to be an athlete nowadays. This is a different world.
Now, look at the dancing shows. Roberta has a daughter, Nigel, who's going to FAME, the high school in New York City, to learn where a lot of the craft, whether it's dancing or singing or performing, is done. And I wonder, Roberta, what the children that are coming up through these schools, what they think about some of the shows like the one Nigel has been associated with, and do they aim for those? Is that where they think their chance comes? Is that what we've created with these shows?
Well, certainly for the dance department, a lot of those kids, you know, certainly watch the So You Think You Can Dance or Dancing with the Stars or any of those shows, you know, with interest. You know, with other departments like the drama department, it depends on whether they want to be straight actors or whether they want to be the Broadway people, the triple threat, where you, not only do you have to act, you have to sing and you have to dance. It's all three. So, yeah, certainly the kids do follow some of these shows. I know American Idol, my daughter has been absolutely addicted to it for 10 years. And we all watch the show together, and we grade everybody, you know, and we guess who can win. So you know, they're great.
Well,
certainly
with singing you get a much longer career, but with dancing it's a very short career, particularly
certainly,
for
yes.
girls. So when they come to me at 23 and 24, certainly the half of their career is over before
wow.
they even start.
Oh, what a shame.
They've always got to be thinking about what they're going to do next. You know,
so is it like
do I want to go into physiotherapy? Do I want to become a choreographer? Do I want to become a teacher? But they can't just think, I want to be a dancer, because it's a very, very short
life. It's like being a football player. It's very grueling athletics.
Without the money.
Yeah.
Without the money.
Yeah. So what do these people do when they go on? You said that there are opportunities. Do you find people going into one thing or another?
Well, number one, there's no reason why you shouldn't start dancing at an early age, especially girls, and I recommend guys too, do it. Quarterbacks certainly need to be able to, you know, shift their weight from foot to foot. They'll certainly learn a great deal if they go, if they were to go to dancing. Young ladies, it's fantastic for deportment and for your health later on in your life. So no reason why you shouldn't do that, but there must come a point where you draw the honesty line and say, do I want to dedicate my life? Am I that passionately in love with this that I want to become and say I want to become a dancer?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, that, you know, there has to be in everybody's life an honesty line, really, where you can dream all the dreams you want to dream, but don't let them turn into nightmares.
So now,
but Nigel, isn't there some types of dancing that you could do as you get older? Let's say, for instance, ballroom dancing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Is that just limited to
the
young?
Talking about a professional dancer.
Well, professionally, yeah. Professional
dancers can go on. It's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, when you're talking about Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance, there really is a huge age gap between who's watching what.
Right. How do you decide who's going to be, actually, who the people are that we're going to see? How do you get to that point?
There's auditions that go on forever. Mm-hmm. Then we also, we want people with a personality as well. They've got to hook you emotionally in like every other reality program. We're throwing emotional hooks out there all the time saying, like me, please like me, because I want you to vote for me, you know?
Right.
So all of that comes into play when we're auditioning.
Now, Nigel, I have a question that has nothing to do with the dancing part.
Good for you, Rich.
Is Kat 7 feet tall? Because when she walks up to these dancers, it seems like she is towering over them.
Well, not just the dancers, all of us. Yes, I mean, she is 7'3" tall.
Give or take.
And that, of course, is on a 1'3" heel.
Wow. I mean, how tall is she really? I mean, she's a foot.
She's about 5'7", in truth. 5'7" or 5'8", yeah.
Wow.
You're taller than that.
Now, how did you get Katie Holmes involved with the project, Nigel?
Katie Holmes was involved. She and her daughter used to come along because Katie loves dance, Suri loves dance. And we started talking about the amount of talent that I see around the country that doesn't have the opportunity of going to schools. You know, the sort of a lot of natural talent that can't afford to go and be trained. And so we formed the Dizzy Feet Foundation, Katie, myself, Carrie-Anne Inaba from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, love her.
And choreographer and film director Adam Shankman. We formed the Dizzy Feet Foundation. So we got very close with that, and we do little shows, try and, you know, we invest ourselves in it, and give scholarships out to people that we think worthy of it.
Now, you have made a deal with the Ovation Channel so You Think You Can Dance is going to be there. Rebroadcast of season 7 is where it starts.
That's right.
Tell us about Ovation and why this is a good connection for you.
Well, I think, you know, Ovation is probably the only 24-hour television network that's dedicated to the arts and culture. Mm-hmm. So it's the perfect network to screen something like So You Think You Can Dance, which is a showcase for the art of dance itself, you know? So it's and what they're doing is showing it over a weekend with two programs back-to-back. So you watch the series in a very, very short period of time. Mm-hmm. And season seven that's on now has got all the great things in it, like Ellen DeGeneres dancing with Twitch. Mm-hmm. Tonight, it's got Brian Gaynor, who's this little guy who is one of the most sensational dancers I think I've ever seen. He's about, I suppose, 3'6".
Wow.
And
wow.
He's got a crew called Remote Control, and they're sort of robotic and are just stunning to watch. I mean, it astounds me. He gets a standing ovation every time he performs with us.
So
there's a lot of good things. Neo's on. You know, we've got lots of great talent on the show as well. So
this is something that is, you said it was on the weekends. And
it goes from Friday through to Monday.
Friday to Monday.
They do a lot of that on the cable channels now. Is they'll take these shows and they'll just play them all day long, yeah, or back-to-back episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll walk in and find my wife just watching
that
like three
hours
too. It's a modeling show.
Yeah, it happens.
You won't get any dinner tonight from the wife. You realize that?
I know.
Thank you, Nigel.
Bring in.
What's the website where people can go to find out more information, maybe a little more footage, if you will?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Just tune into the Ovation
channel. I'm sure if they put OvationTV.com, something's going to happen.
It is. OvationTV.com. I'm looking at it right now. You're right on the front page.
There we go.
Oh, I love being on the front page.
I know.
Hi, Nigel. Best of luck. Continued success. Nice to have a chat with you here.
Thank you very much indeed. Everybody there. Roberta, Richie, Doug, everyone.
Thanks, Nigel.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. From So You Think You Can Dance on the Ovation channel. Interesting behind-the-scenes stuff.
Even though
stuff.
He didn't say thank you to me, whatever.
Thank you, Jennifer. 18, actually coming up at 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh-from-the-showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand-spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Our question today on Facebook, well, actually, we have a poll today about Facebook and the changes. We also have things for you to follow, the issues of the day. Give us your opinions in our Facebook page on Good Day.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, doing the hand job. Birthday time on Good Day. Let's see what, first of all, I'm kind of curious as to what the horoscope is for those whose birthday is today. Let's see here. Your ability to not take things personally is something you ought to rely heavily on today.
That's not good.
Some emotionally charged things going on in your life right now. You need to stay objective about all of them if you want to prevent a stressful day. If you can keep your sensitivities toned down, you'll see things accurately. Apply caution in any conclusion you make, and don't assume that everything always has to be difficult. That sounds like a good lesson to learn. Tony Basil, is that how you pronounce
Basil.
Your name?
Basil.
Basil, like basil.
Yeah.
Like a crazy salad.
I don't know anything about her.
Yes, you do. She sings a song.
I don't know the song. I don't know.
You do.
Never heard the song in my life.
This song sounds like it's on helium now.
Yeah, no. Here's Tommy Lasorda, whose birthday is today.
Ah.
Born this day, 1927, involved in how many World Series games? 1977, 78, 81, 88.
Not enough in our estimation.
As a pitcher, he won 1,599 games. Wow, that's pretty cool. Managed 61 postseason games.
He rocks. Still involved with the Dodgers. He's the reason I believe Dodger blue, even when the Dodgers stink and have a terrible season.
Right. Harriet King, the women's fencing champion, was born in the state in 1935. Here it is. Time for us to celebrate David Coverdale's birthday from White Street. He's in Deep Purple as well, Richie. Born in the state in 1951. He's 55 today. Carol Carmichael played for the Philadelphia Eagles birthday is today. Hoagie Carmichael, listen to me. Good heavens, where'd that come from? All right, let's celebrate Debbie Boone's birthday, Richie. I know you'll love this.
I just don't know how to push the button and go from Whitesnake to Debbie Boone. That's what we
best new artist of 1977. She got a Grammy. Also got a Grammy for this song from that year.
That was a train wreck.
She's was involved with a lot of religious Christian music before she became a pop star, right?
Still is, I believe. Yeah. Was.
She is Pat Boone's daughter.
Yes.
Do you think she's proud that he wears leather now?
I think that was a fad. I don't think he does anymore.
He was playing to the audience that would buy that. It was sort of a metal... thing. It was foolishness, and he lost it. The short-sightedness of some of his fans. I don't want to be friends. I don't want to buy music from somebody who's in leather. Affected his voice.
Paul Anka did that that rock album, and he did very well with it. So I think Pat Boone thought he could pull it off too.
Johnette Napolitano, Any relationship to Janet?
Maybe Janet.
No, it's Johnette from the Concrete Blonde group.
Really?
J-H-O-N-E-T-T-E.
That's it.
Our name is spelled.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking this is a Janet Napolitano.
Janet Napolitano was the governor of Arizona, is now Secretary of Homeland. What's this? Isn't she? Or yeah. Something like Homeland? Yeah. Yeah, whatever it is. She's full of bullshit.
I think it is. Homeland What's This? I think
yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joan Jett, maybe we recognize her better.
Yeah.
From the
this
Black
is my
Hearts.
Karaoke
Black
song.
Hawk. Black Hearts.
Joan Black Hearts. Hearts. I Love Rock and Roll. Did a version of Crimson and Clover that may have been better than Tommy James.
Oh, that's tough.
She was in Light of Day, actress there. Born this day, 1958, so she's 53 today. Scott Baio. Started out in Happy Days, went to Joni Loves Chachi.
Charles in Charge
yeah. To Diagnosis Murder. Born this day, 19...
Baio's 50 and pregnant. That was a good 60. Reality show.
He was pregnant?
Well, his wife was, or his girlfriend.
Girlfriend. All right, so he's 51 today. He was Chachi on Happy Days.
Yeah.
Catherine Oxenberg. Maybe one of the most attractive ladies to have ever walked on the planet.
Wow.
She's 50 today. 61 was her year of birth. She was in Dynasty in a silly show called Acapulco Heat. Rubbed down, overexposed, swimsuit. She's not a genius, but she's... attractive. Matt Sharp, bass player with Weezer.
Weezer.
42. And Bonnie Hunt, the actress' birthday is today.
She's fun.
It's 28 after on Good Day.
A few years ago, when Cousin Brucey went to satellite radio, a listener phoned in.
He said to me, quote, Cousin Brucey, oh my, and then he had an expletive, and he said, you're still alive.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. More after this.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. Every day, over 6 million older Americans face the threat of hunger. In just 2 years, the number of people suffering more than doubled. That's why I teamed up with AARP and AARP Foundation for the drive to end hunger. We're determined to put a stop to this problem, but we can't do it alone. Join the fight by texting HUNGER to 50555 to make a $10 donation to AARP Foundation, because with more and more people going hungry, every second counts.
Message and data rates may apply. You will receive 2 confirmation texts. Full terms at mgive.org/T.
Cousin Brucey's show has become a port in the storm for rock and roll.
Programmers have taken away this music of the 50s and the 60s. They really, the birth of rock and roll and the early 70s, because they feel that the audience is too old and they should just be sitting on a porch watching the grass grow, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Now Bruce Morrow has written a rich cultural history of this music with lots of photographs.
I wanted this book to be relaxing, somebody to say, oh, I remember that. Oh, that's why that happened.
The book is Rock and Roll and the Beat Goes On. There's a long interview with Cousin Brucey on Primetime Radio on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I just decided I would go to flipme.com. And
I want to be flipped.
Really? I'm trying to figure out how this works here.
Me too.
There's an audio file. Let's see here. Well, this is to help everybody understand what's going on. Roberta and Richie and Jennifer and I are about to meet Rachel D'Alto, who is the person who launched FlipMe last year. She is an expert, so some say, in dating and flirting. Ah, I know why I wanted to. This is Richie always asks me, why do I want to talk to people like this? And I think now I have remembered that I saw, Rachel, that you teach classes on flirting. And if that's the case, I think we can all learn.
Yeah, I need this.
Oh, we love flirting.
Right. And even if you're married, somebody said to me once, and I don't know how self, this is a... I don't want to make this too much about me, but I remember having a date with somebody once a long time ago, at least 15 years ago. And this woman, who I had not really met, brought her sister. And so the two of them are having dinner with me.
That's not a good sign.
And I'm flirting with her sister. And the sister is married. But much more attractive than the woman that I first contacted. And so we spent pretty much the whole evening flirting. We're walking down the street, and her sister, the woman that I first met, was almost screaming at the two of us. And the sister turns around and said, yeah, I'm married, but I'm not dead. And so I don't know if that's a good launch point for this conversation or not, but that's one of those things on flirting. I have always been accused of being a flirt. Whether I'm a good flirt or not. Roberta, would you say, as I won't ask Jennifer this because it's not appropriate, but with Roberta, I have flirted.
You,
I have. I've flirted.
You're not a good flirt, though. Your charm is like a frying pan hitting you on the head.
No. We flirted with each other. It's just fun.
All right. Rachel, you want to help me? You don't know me, but you may want to help me here a little bit.
I'm here to help you.
Are you really? And how would it be that you're going to help us?
I absolutely agree, though, that, you know, until you're dead, you have to keep flirting because it makes you feel better. It makes the person you're talking to feel better. But you got to keep it in check and make sure you're not offending anybody at the same time. So,
Your spouse.
Yeah, like your spouse or their spouse or, you know, your date.
Well, but there are circumstances when you might, you're right, you have to be smart about it. But there are people who are good at it and people who are not good at it. I'm guessing that because you started this, you want to explain, first of all, what the origin of the term flip me is for those who may not get what that's all about.
Or maybe misunderstanding it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's just very tongue-in-cheek. It's because we actually sell flirt cards. So it's, you know, flip me a card, flip the card over and see the contact information. So it's just a kind of a fun phrase that...
So you give people cards that have lines on it?
Yeah, what we started was it's a way for women to flirt. We work specifically with women through FlipMe, and basically they're flirt cards that have different sassy or sweet or sexy lines on the front, and then on the back it has a code that links the recipient to your profile. So it's
is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I would totally do this.
All right, so this is for you.
I'll send
Jennifer.
You a pack. Send me an address.
My friend is hitting me on Facebook, and she wants a pack as well.
Well, as a single person, especially a single person that's professional, here's my issue, is that when I'm out talking to someone and I'm interested in them, I'll give them my card. When I'm out talking to someone that I'm not interested in, I give them my card. So you never know what message you're sending when you hand out a business card,
exactly.
But if you have something that's set up, where you specifically let someone know
you're
interested.
Here's one for you, Jennifer.
It.
Here's a card that says, you can give this card to me. This is like giving your business card. I'm playing easy to get. Here, sir. May I get my card?
I should get a tattoo that says that.
Across your forehead? We'll have some t-shirts with that soon.
All right.
Yeah, well, there's different, you know, because we want to make sure that everybody's personality comes through because it needs to sound like the people who are actually giving them. So we have sweet, sexy, and sassy ones. That's a sexy one. So that's really for, like, the bolder woman. It, you know, goes along the lines of our care to be Mr. Right Now card.
Roberta, that would be for you then. Roberta,
yeah, I think I'm more sassy. Don't you guys think?
The sassy ones are
Yeah, you're definitely sassy.
More sassy.
So what am I? Am I sassy, sexy, or sweet?
Yeah.
Have you got a fourth category?
You're in a combo pack, so if you have somebody with multiple personalities,
that's me.
You get
multiple
one of these.
Personalities.
You never know.
I'm
what
quite
you know
proud
when
of myself after having said
life.
That. I don't know that.
You need bitchy.
Uh-oh.
You me, Subway. Let's go.
All right. So, how have you used these, Rachel?
I'm technically married, so I can't, but I do use them for my friends. I'm a really great wing woman.
What do you mean by technically married?
Well, I mean, I'm legally and I'm married, so I can't actually use them, but I still flirt. I completely agree with the woman who doesn't flirt until, you know, doesn't stop flirting.
So what does your husband think about your flirt? You do it in the presence of your husband or not?
You know, you have to be respectful,
right.
But, you know,
You
just have to toe a line, he's supportive of the business, obviously.
Does your husband flirt, and do you guys have, like, rules about flirting?
We don't have rules. I mean, he's a salesman, so he flirts probably more than I do.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I really, you know, we can't really say anything.
It keeps your relationship going a little bit, though, if you have a little flirtation going between yourself and with other people, I think.
Absolutely. You got to keep everybody on their toes, you know. So I think, it makes you feel good. I think flirting with somebody and getting a response back, it's just a natural endorphin. So
when do you or how do you or where do you use this? So what's the you said your husband was a salesperson. Women who are very good. I think women are better at sales than men are, and not for the obvious reasons. I think men are not good at follow through. They're not good at detail. I think women are very good. The women I've had for me working in sales have always been much better than the men, just because they work at it better, and maybe if they're selling to men, it's easier. I don't know. I just find women better at this. So under the circumstances, when are these Flip Me cards best used? FlipMe.com.
I mean, they're great for a ladies' night out. You know, that's kind of when you're out in the town and you're at an event or some sort of location where, you know, you see somebody that you're interested in. I mean, they really do work anywhere. But we find that a lot of women love to go out together with people because it just makes it more fun. Mm. And it's just a way to break the ice in any situation, because I think that's what most people have the biggest problem with. You know, they'll see somebody they're attracted to, but it's how do you get off that awkward hump of like, you know, I need to actually connect with this person. And if they're not going to make that effort, you know, you're going to lose an opportunity. So.
And a lot of time I think women wait for a phone number or wait for the guy to make a first move. This is a nice, subtle way to probably make the first move. But what does the guy see when he goes to the card that you give him and he puts in the code? What does he see after that?
He sees your profile, so he'll enter the two card codes, and then he'll see the profile in there. But it's not like we're not eHarmony or Match. We're not, you know, working on degrees of compatibility. It's more of a personality-based profile. It's, you know, just like the name, it's very tongue-in-cheek. And then, you know, once they see you and your answers to those, then they can connect through the website's messaging center and then basically go back and forth. And typically within 3 to 4 messages, someone gives out a phone number and then they move outside the site. But I like to think of it as more like a vetting process, you know?
So how do you know, if it is a vetting process, then how do you know who you're talking to or how the
you
compatibility stuff or whatever? Yeah, I mean, what's the, is there?
Well, you actually have to have a conversation with them, you know, and it's
you have to have seen them first.
Right, you have
you
to
can't go online. You have to seen them first.
I mean, so, you can't,
oh, yeah, there's no searching. This is all real-life connecting, mm-hmm. and then you go online to actually, you know, send messages back and forth and kind of get to know each other, and you can normally tell pretty quickly if this person's someone that you actually want to, you know, progress with.
But what if you see somebody, like, on the street, and they said, he looks interesting. Could you give them a card?
Absolutely. You can give a card anywhere, anytime.
Here's, I'm reading some of the sexy cards. I play games. It's your move.
Uh-huh. Ooh. That's kind of hot. I like
Roberta,
that.
Roberta, here's yours. Care to be Mr. Right Now?
See, I don't know. What's
consider
wrong with
this
me? I
don't, a little secret.
Well, how come women never... if I've been told that women do... I've been approached, and I don't recognize that. How is it that I'm not, I don't recognize?
Because you're always thinking about what you are going to say and not listening to what she is saying, so you're kind of like,
no, no. I mean, just in a circumstance
where... I never recognize
where,
it either, Doug.
Yeah,
I'm
where
still
I would
like
just
that.
Be, I'm busy doing something or maybe at some place, or I don't know, restaurant, some social event where somebody might be interested in me. I don't, I often in wonder look at these circumstances. The other night, the season premiere of 2 and a Half Men, Ashton Kutcher and what's the other guy's name?
John Cryer.
Cryer. Go to a bar, and two women are there, and so they supposedly pick him up, bring him back to the house, and they both walk upstairs with Ashton Kutcher. That has never happened to me in my life. Never.
I don't know where the story was going.
Never. Ever has that ever happened?
You never had two women pick you up.
I had one woman pick me up.
You never had
that's
one.
Not true.
I doubt that. That's the actual and complete foundation for. I have a book coming out that's called "I'm Hitting on You, Dumbass," and it's a girl's guide to flirting with clueless men.
I love it. I love it.
Because so many men, you have no idea. No. I have talked to so many guys who have no clue. Like, this woman is practically throwing herself at you. And they walk away, and you'll say, you knew she was hitting on you, right? And he's like, what? So
actually, now here's this story goes without a name. At a convention that Richie and I were at last year, and one of my partners in New York, Jeff and I walked out after I'd been pitched by somebody to do have her interviewed on my program, and she was all over me. And I walked out the door, and I said to Jeff, is she hitting on me? And he looked at me, and he started to laugh. But that's what it was. You know, it was more than, I mean, I could have apparently.
So you recognized it. You just weren't sure enough to make
it. I didn't act on it, perhaps, because I'm basically pretty shy, actually. As much as
a lot of guys are shy. And that's, you know, I think women have to start taking that first initiative, however they do it, because a lot of guys are shy and you don't want to, you know, there's great guys out there that don't know how to make the first move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right, so in that certain situation, she was trying to become a guest on the show, but was also flirting. How do you detach one from the other? You know, okay, I'm trying to get you to talk about my product on your show, so I'm going to flirt with you to get that. Yet,
but it was more than that.
Are you really interested in me? I'm not sure. Which one is this? How do you?
Yeah, that's a little touchy. I mean, especially when you're mixing business with pleasure like that. I mean, I would wait if she was very. If she was genuinely interested in dating you, I would suggest that, you know, she waits until she's either booked or declined and then pursue anything romantic, because that's a mixed message there. And I think you can flirt in any situation, but, you know.
Remember the time, Richie, now this is coming back to me. We had a woman on the, I mean, I flirt often with people who are on the program, whether they're guests or they're callers or whatever. I do that, Rachel.
And I'm waiting.
You're married.
Yeah. You, as soon as you told me that,
he's
gone.
Yeah, he's moving on to the next one already,
right.
Rachel.
But we had a conversation on the air, this woman and I, and she had a wonderful voice, and I obviously was flirting with her. And so, Richie, I don't know if you've got that. There's a little outtake.
I do somewhere,
from that conversation, which I talked to her about flirting and whether you take action or not on it. And that's the other thing. In flirting, most guys want action, and women want words, right? Or maybe they want action, too. But.
Well, eventually they want action, but I think they have to be kind of, you know, brought into the fold a little bit more verbally before, you know, the physical stuff happens. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to work it a little harder. Sorry,
okay.
Guys.
All right, I'll remember that. So, again, the website is, you're waiting, she says. Flip Me is flipme.com is the website, and these are cards that you can use to help yourself, if you will, but they're for women. So now what
they're
we need
women.
To do is create something. You're smart enough to do this for men, I would think, Rachel. You ought to be able to figure out how to
do this. Does it work for men, really?
I think most guys, and I hate to say this because, you know, you guys are listening, I think a lot of guys are too proud to admit that they could use a little extra boost. So, and I think also for women, you know, our biggest concern is kind of protecting our personal information. You know, when you give out your business card, you've kind of exposed yourself from A to Z, you know, because they know your full name, where you work, they can find you on Facebook, you know. So I think it really, there's a benefit for women with this more so than men, but I would never, you know, put it out of the realm.
Well, you know, I have friends that what they do is they have alternate business cards. It doesn't have as much information on it. In fact, some of them don't even have their real last name on it.
Yeah, and married men who have those same business cards.
No, but it's for that initial contact so that, you know, you kind of protect yourself. I mean, I know one friend in particular who does this all the time.
Yeah, Roberta and her friends. All right, this is an interesting place to go. Check it out. Flipme.com. Rachel D'Aldo, thank you for being here. Best of luck with this.
Thanks for having
me. Rachel.
It's 12:40 the hour on Good Day.
Round 3. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
When it comes to dieting, small changes over time can make a big difference. For this reason, Yoplait Light is teaming up with Allison Sweeney, host of The Biggest Loser, as well as style expert Jeannie Mai, to launch the Yoplait Light Swap, a simple way for frustrated dieters to cut unwanted calories and update their look. Here's Allison Sweeney.
I am all about easy solutions, so the Yoplait Light Swap is great. I can swap a slice of my favorite red velvet cake after dinner for a cup of red velvet cake Yoplait Light, and it saves me almost 300 calories.
Swapping also applies to life outside the kitchen, according to style expert Jeannie Mai.
Swapping can apply to your fashion choices just like your food choices. Something as basic as swapping more low-key flats for a pair of colorful heels can give you that extra confidence boost in seconds.
For more information on the Yoplait Light Swap, visit facebook.com/Yoplait or Yoplait.com. I'm Catherine Carlton.
Okay, let's see what I have in my cards. I have all of these cards here. I don't know which one to use. Hey, baby, what are you doing tonight?
Consider this our little secret.
51 after on Good Day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The President, the United Nations, and the Middle East. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Addressing the UN General Assembly yesterday, President Obama pushed for the pursuit of peace in an imperfect world.
The fact is, peace is hard, but our people demand it.
Lasting peace in the world, said the president, depends on justice, opportunity, dignity, and freedom. President Obama has been working behind the scenes to head off a possible UN vote on Palestinian statehood. On that issue, the president had this to say.
Peace will not come through statements and resolutions at the United Nations. If it were that easy, it would have been accomplished by now.
The Obama administration believes the statehood question at this time would only complicate efforts to get Mideast peace efforts back on track.
Ultimately, is the Israelis and the Palestinians, not us, who must reach agreement on the issues that divide them. Ultimately, peace depends upon compromise.
Now, how ironic is that notion, considering how little compromise we've seen between Democrats and Republicans in Washington? In any case, the president also met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, who said he agrees with President Obama's vision of Middle East peace.
Palestinians and Israelis should sit down together and negotiate an agreement of mutual recognition and security.
The prime minister thanked President Obama for his assurance of a veto if and when that UN Security Council resolution on Palestinian statehood is taken up. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
A down day on Wall Street, with the stock market reacting to the Fed announcement about shifting its bond holdings to try to jolt the economic recovery. The Dow fell 284 points to 11,125. S&P and NASDAQ with losses as well. Oil prices down $1 a barrel, finishing at just under $86. Tropical storm Ophelia moving slowly in the central Atlantic. The storm track expected to take it close to Antigua this weekend and then Bermuda sometime next week, but according to forecasters, will most likely stay a tropical storm. Meanwhile, in the Pacific, tropical storm Hillary expected to strengthen into a hurricane today and a major hurricane by Saturday. Tropical storm warnings in effect for the southwestern coast of Mexico. Saturday mail delivery one step closer to becoming a thing of the past. The proposed cut is now moving through the House of Representatives. The volume of mail the Postal Service delivers has plunged in recent years as the use of email and online bill paying has grown. If approved, this bill also would cut delivery to front door mail slots. Postal officials say they need to cut 220,000 jobs by the year 2015 and could close down thousands of post offices across the nation. And finally, the latest on this falling satellite, you know, this huge piece of space junk that, we were told, would tumble to Earth in late September. Well, NASA now says it will be tomorrow. But what time tomorrow? This is like the cable company refusing to give us a tight window as to when they'll show up. So come on, how about something more exact than just tomorrow?
Until it gets much closer to the actual reentry time before we can give any sort of prediction on that.
That's Major Michael Duncan with the U.S. Strategic Command. So much for exactly when. Let's ask Nick Johnson at NASA to give us a sense of where this debris will fall.
We will not know precisely where it's going to come down until it's come down.
Great, Nick. You're a big help. But Nick is telling us not to worry. He says stuff from space has been falling to Earth for nearly 50 years without any incident.
Not only have there been no reports of human casualties from these components that survived reentry, there's not been a report of significant structural damage.
By the way, if you're looking for some numbers, here you go. It's a 6-ton satellite that is expected to break up into about 24 smaller pieces, weighing a total of about 1,100 pounds. And the number crunchers say there's a 1 in 3,200 chance that a person could be hit by the falling debris. 1 in 3,200. Those odds are a whole lot better than hitting Powerball. I'm wearing a helmet when I go out tomorrow, I'll tell you that. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.